الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي خلق الإنسان وكرمه وأنعم عليه وعلمه أحمده سبحانه كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز ولا تبذر تبذيرا إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا وفي شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite and abundant praise, complete glory, complete submission and perfection is to our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of our souls, the Lord of all creation, and salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, and upon his noble family, and upon the illustrious companions, and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, mothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon us all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah, and may our attendance, our effort, and our sincerity become a means for our purification, for our guidance, for our success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ameen. Today, as you know, is the 25th of November. This is known throughout the world, and especially in the secular tradition. But for us, today is a day of Jumu'ah, a day of light, a day of illumination, a day of barakah, a day of khayr, irrespective of the date. But the reason why I mentioned the date at the beginning is because the society that we live in, their behavior has significantly changed during this week, and especially on this day, which is known as Black Friday. Their behavior has considerably changed. Police are being called to shops to break up fights, to break up arguments. People have been stuck in car parks for over 4 hours in Arndale. They've been stuck for over 4 hours just because they went shopping, and now there was so much traffic they couldn't get out. So police are being called, people are fighting, disputing. This is the real darkness of the inner self, the greed that comes out, and it showcases the world that this is who we actually are on the inside. So today, inshallah, we'll talk about Black Friday, but more importantly, we talk about how Friday is a day rather of illumination, a day of barakah, a day of khayr, and a day of control and composure, and how we must approach our life on a daily basis, not just look at these particular odd days throughout the year. So Black Friday is invariably on the minds, it is within the hearts, it is on the lips, and it is at the fingertips of many, many people throughout this country, throughout Europe, even, believe it or not, in the Middle East, and even in Pakistan, in Asia, there are sales now, and on every sale item it says Black Friday sale item. This started initially in America in the late 1950s. And it has been coming over, this new culture, this approach of having a Black Friday. And essentially what it has become over the last 50, 60 or 70 years now, it's become its own sacred festival and religion within itself. One of the most fastest spreading ideologies and religions that you can see which has spread throughout the world, and nobody has been spared from it. All the major companies, all individuals, everybody is on the same bandwagon that let's go, let's make it a Black Friday week or Black Friday weekend, etc. Let's do all of these sales, let's go find ourselves a bargain. Over £6 billion, this is not a small amount of money. In 2020 in the UK, £6 billion was spent just on Black Friday, this week. So we ask ourselves, where is this money coming from? These people who are in debt, these people who are struggling, these people who have multiple credit cards, they're struggling to pay their bills, etc. Yet here we are spending billions. Yes, this was 6 billion in 2020, and it may be more, or perhaps it may be less now. But the question still is there, that why are people spending so much? Where is their self-control and their composure when these days and these events do come? Yes, people will argue that they need to grab a bargain. It's an opportunity to really bag a good bargain. But then you ask yourself, how many of the same items do you need in the house? How many models and iterations do you need? Just because it's cheap doesn't necessarily mean that you should buy it and purchase it and then hoard and accumulate it. So this Black Friday or Black Week or Black Weekend has become a festival, a religion within itself. And it has its own holy places. Just like we have our holy place, the Masajid. Christians have their churches and many other places have their own sacred places. The sacred places for these people who go chasing all of these deals are the shopping centers, are the shops, are their towers and their cathedrals that they go to, which is full of decoration and advertisement and full of promise of contentment and endless bliss. This is the deal of the year. This is the deal of a lifetime. You won't find this anywhere else. You won't find 40, 50, 60% off anywhere else. You have to buy, 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 buy. This is what they are teaching you, your nafs. Have whatever you want. Buy, buy, and buy. It's a very dangerous proposition that you are being given. So this religion has its rituals as well. It has its pilgrims, those people who go towards the Hajj of this Black Friday, whether it's to the shops or whether it's online to these platforms. This particular moment, momentum, has its particular devout followers. And they are engaged in, you could say, essentially Qiyamul Layl. Why? Because when these events take place, you see people camping out at night time. The shops will open, the next doors will open at 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and there'll be a sale. These shops will open at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you'll see lines upon lines of people doing Qiyamul Layl, standing outside, so they can be the first ones jumping in and grabbing as much as they can with their hands and with their arms and pushing and shoving people away. This is what people are doing. This is the type of behavior it elicits, this Black Friday or Black Weekend or Black Week. People, this is how they are behaving. And it's not just the secular people that we see behaving in this particular way, or those people just looking for bargains. Unfortunately, Muslims are within this as well. And whereas we are a nation of self-control, we are a nation of composure, we are a nation of patience, we are a nation who are grateful and thankful for whatever little we have, or forever to whatever much that we have, we are always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this new religion that we see spreading far and wide all over the world, it has many, many names. You could call it materialism, you could call it consumerism, call it capitalism, desire, greed, gluttony, whatever you want to call it, you can give it many, many, many names. What it is essentially is an unhealthy attachment to the material world, to commodities, to items, to things, things that give you momentary gratification and pleasure. Ask yourself this question, that how full are your wardrobes now? How many more clothes do we need? How full are our pantries currently? How much more food do we need? How many items, electronics and other things do we have? Just because it's not the latest model, how much more do we need? The Prophet ﷺ said that even if Bani Adam was given a valley of gold, he'd still want another valley of gold. Ask yourselves that when you pass away, what will your children do? They will call companies to come and clear your home. The home that you spend thousands and perhaps hundreds of thousands of money, of amount of money to accumulate items and things. These are the people who will be clearing them out. That shirt that you bought for £500 or £100, that coat that you bought, those shoes that you bought, the belt that you bought, all of those things that you bought for so much, they'd be selling them for £1 in the market, £2 or £3 in charity shops. This is where your money on your clothes will end up. Or if they have no value, they'll be throwing them away in the garbage bins, throwing them away in recycling centers, where you spent hundreds and thousands of pounds. This is where it would ultimately end up. Ask yourselves, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he passed away, how many items did he have in his home? You could count them on your fingertips. This is how many items he had. How many pairs of clothes did he have? How many bartan, how many utensils, how many cups, how many plates? How many did he have? You could count them on your fingers. He had very little because he lived a very, very simple life. Yet we have so many things and we constantly want more and more. And this is the world that is constantly feeding into that very dangerous desire of, say, buy more and eat more and consume more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا. Yes, without doubt eat, without doubt drink. Consume things, but within means, within moderation. Things which are beneficial for you. Do not over-consume, do not overbuy these things. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. وَلَا تُبَزِّرْ تَبْزِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَزِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That don't be excessive, don't waste, don't be indulgent. The people who do this, these are the people of the shaitan. These are the people who give in to their whims and their desires. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore in the Quran, He reminds us in this regard. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. That indeed we have made that which is on earth an adornment. It attracts you, it's beautiful, it's nice. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another verses of the Quran has stated, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينِ وَالْقَنَاتِيرِ الْمُقَنْتَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْرِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْأَرْضِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. That these things, these beauties, whether it's women, whether it's children, whether it's wealth, horses, anything that you can think of in this day and age, it is cars and properties and wealth and all of these things. These are ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are just momentary, temporary pleasures of the dunya, things that may satisfy you for a short period of time. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. But the everlasting thing, the perpetual thing, the thing that gives you true contentment and satisfaction and itmi'nan and peace within your heart is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah here as well in the Quran mentions that indeed we have made that which is on the earth, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا, an adornment for you. But why? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So that we may test as to which of them is best indeed. Don't just think that Black Friday or all these other sales, Boxing Day sales, New Year sales, and all of these other sales are just sales for us to grab onto, sales for us to get a good deal from. But these are also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a test to see your self-control, a test to see whether you give in to your hawa, your desires and your whims, or you control yourself and say, no, I don't need this, it's not necessary for me, this is just over-excessive. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, to see which one of us is best in our deeds, with our hands, with our actions, and us going to these places and fighting with other people. No, that's my TV, I had my hand on it first, and then a policeman has to come and resolve the dispute. Or you are stuck there in traffic, or you are stuck there in car parks for 4 hours, 4.5 hours in Arndale car park. This is what the situation of people is currently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to mention, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. And indeed we will make that which is upon it into a barren land and ground again. But everything that you have, all of these things, these nice things, these beautiful things that you have, it will go back to dust, it will go back to nothing. And the things that you spent so much time and effort to get to, they will stop giving you that pleasure and that interest and that gratification, and you'll just end up yourself throwing it away and become dust, or that thing itself will become dust, or you will become dust and barren and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So unfortunately in this time, the time that we are living in, especially during this November and December and January period, we have to really exercise a huge amount of self-control, of composure, of patience within ourselves and in our actions, and ask yourself, that are we buying things because we need them? There's a very important question you have to ask yourself, because if you cannot show that control, then your children will not have any control either. You take your child to town now, you take your child online, and this, I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want that. But wait a minute, you've already got $5, you already have 10 cars at home, you already have X, Y, and Z. But no, I want this one. I want. This is the answer of a child. But you should say, what do you need? And if you all your life have been giving into your wants, then of course a child will also follow the parent and say, I want this as well. What do you need? This is the difference. You should look at what we need rather than what we want. Okay? So we are buying things for what we want with money that we don't have. This is what's happening with our credit cards. You know, the average person here in the UK, as I mentioned already, we've spent £6 billion on Black Friday in 2020. And the average person now in the UK owes about £34,000 debt. You might say, wait a minute, I don't have a mortgage, I don't have a loan, I didn't do any of this. But collectively, as a community, as a nation, this is how each individual owes the debt to the country. The America has over $16 trillion in debt, and all of the people are going to pay that debt. We're paying that debt because people are buying and living beyond their means. Oh, it's okay, we'll buy it with a credit card, it's okay, we'll pay it off, it's okay, it's interest-free, so-called, or it's in installments, etc. So this new religion of greed, of gratification, of grabbing things just for the sake of them apparently being good deals, they have transformed us from a needs-based society, what is necessary, to a wants-based society, what we want. Go back 20, 30, 40, 50 years and look at your own parents and look at your grandparents and how simple their lives were. They just sufficed with what were the bare necessities of their life and their livelihood. But now look at your homes and your wardrobes, and mashallah, may Allah give you more. But ask yourselves what is necessary and what are the things that you actually want and need. So do we need, this is the question that you should ask yourself when you're looking for these deals, when you're looking at these advertisements, or do you actually want this? And this will dictate which side you are in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, are you those who are excessive and indulgent and wasteful, or are you those people who only do that which is necessary and beneficial? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore in the Quran, He reminds us, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَىٰ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَنَعْنَعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَدَلُّ سَبِيلًا. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, that have you seen the one who takes as his God his own desire, giving in to your desires all the time, is almost akin, the equivalent for you to taking a God, doing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then would you be responsible for that individual? So if you see your family, your friends going into this type of world of buying constantly and indulging and hoarding and buying things which are unnecessary, then you need to save them and you need to save yourself as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that majority of these people who are constantly giving in to their wants, constantly giving in to their desires, most of them don't even hear the reason. They are nothing except like livestock. Rather, they're even more astray than livestock. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comparing the normal individual who has akal, who has sense, who has shu'ud, who has feelings, who has emotions, who has intellect. He can utilize all of these to make a rational decision which is necessary, or which is something which is a want. But these people, they don't see any of this. They just see these flashing signs, deal, 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 flash deal, buy this now. And they lose their consciousness, they lose their intellect, they lose their logic, they lose all of these things, and they just end up becoming like these livestock, just buying and hoarding and hoarding, which is a very dangerous thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. So this religion has changed the values of society, has changed the value of humanity. So instead of us valuing things such as sacrifice, such as self-control and composure, such as patience, such as being perseverance, such as being merciful and being humble and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, how is society judging others? How are they society? They're looking at them, do you have the latest trend? Do you have the latest watch, the latest car, the latest X, Y, and Z? What kind of brands do you have? What kind of luxury lifestyle do you have? What labels do you wear? How successful are you? Based on all of these arbitrary and artificial things, the outer, none of them look at the inner, which is look at your character. Look at who you represent. Look at how you are living your life. A mother who nurtures and develops her child spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, and develops them holistically is seen as an economically inactive person. This is how the government categorizes these individuals. These people who are nurturing the newer generation, they're economically inactive. But they're not trendy, they're not modern. Only when she works and when she is liberated, then she will become empowered. Then she is of value to society because she's giving or buying or doing something for society. But our values are very, very different. Our principles are very, very different. So in spite of having all the commodities, these people are still anxious. No matter how much you buy, that anxiety, that stress, that worry, that hollowness within your heart will not just go away. Momentarily, yes, you will feel great, but then it will go away, just like a high of a drug or something else, it goes away. And you'll still be depressed and you'll still become lonely. And the cure to all of this is shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr for whatever much that you have and shukr for whatever little that you have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظُلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. That He gave you from all of the things that you ever asked Him, the things that were beneficial for you, the things that were good for you, for your iman, for your development, for your physical and spiritual development, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you all of that and much more. Things that you cannot even imagine or fathom or calculate or enumerate. These are all from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in spite of that, indeed, mankind is generally the most unjust to himself and the most unjust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He constantly wants more and more and more. As a parent, you tell your child, no, this is enough. But if you don't control your child, the child will continue to have this insatiated desire to have more and more and more. And if we don't showcase ourselves to our children that no, we don't need these deals, we don't need to indulge in all of these things during this period. We have enough at home. We have enough food at home, we have enough clothes at home, we have enough shoes at home, we have all of the necessities at home. We don't need any of these extra additional things. We are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that we have. Because only when you are grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal will you have this inner contentment, will you have this inner peace. Whereas the consumerists, they actually want more and more because they want to feel at peace in within the heart, but they can't have that. So you'll see many, many rich people that they're living this lifestyle. They have these five-star hotels, living this luxury lifestyle and have all of these things. But in spite of that, inwardly they are not happy. But go and look to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Yemen, in Syria, and other places, living amongst the rubble, in war-torn countries, yet they are sitting there, and they have smiles on their face, and they are thankful and grateful for whatever little or much that they have, because they know this is what is necessary for them. This is sufficient for them. But look at our own children, look at ourselves, and how much that we have, but they are still ungrateful. Our own children, I'm not talking about everybody else, but our own children are grateful, and they say, well, you never give me this, and I never have this, and all the time, they're saying these things. So we need to learn to be first and foremost grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the greatest shields that can protect us from the society that we live in, from this consumerist and hedonistic society of wanting more and more and more and feeding into that desire of having more and more and more. That shukr is a crucial element for your protection and for your success. The secret is shukr. The secret is contentment, rida with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not saying it's haram or it's forbidden for you to purchase nice things, for you to purchase good things. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah jameel wa yuhibbul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is jameel. He is the most beautiful and He loves beauty as well. So yes, you can live well, have good clothes, have good food, etc. But live moderately as well. Live humbly as well, without being ostentatious in your attire, ostentatious in your approach, in your demeanor, into all of these things. Make sure you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within your heart, because these are the people in the world who are taking the love of Allah and the love of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam out of your heart. And they are placing the love of the dunya within your heart, the love of things within your heart. This is the difference that is between us and between them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. That when your Lord stated, He reminded us that if we are constantly and perpetually grateful for all of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and even the things that we want but He hasn't given us, we are still grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase us surely in His favor. But if you deny because we are the people that we don't have this and we don't have that. I'm not really happy. We always want more. But insan, la zulumun kaffar, is the one who is unjust, the one who is unjust to himself, the one who is constantly ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah azza wa jalla reminds us that if you deny these things, if you deny my favors, then indeed my punishment is also severe as well. So we are told to spend on our necessities from the Quran and Sunnah. Spend on yourself. Yes, you're perfectly fine. Spend on your family. Spend on all of these things. But there is a difference on spending on yourself and your family and then consuming and over-consuming and just indulging and then not even giving anything in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at yourself, look at your lifestyle, look at your credit cards, look at your debts, how did you get there? Because you transgressed and you passed the mizan, the balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us to live a life. We don't need a huge amount of food to survive on a daily basis. We don't need a huge amount of wardrobe to survive the different seasons throughout the year. We don't need a huge amount of everything. We can suffice with very, very little. And this was showcased to us by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, by the Sahaba ikram, by the Salihin, by all these great scholars in our time, by our own predecessors. So we can do so in the same way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that this is our lifestyle. A simple, humble lifestyle. We're not here to live for the dunya. We're here to live for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not here to live in the dunya. We're here to prepare for our return and live for the hereafter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the book which has no doubt within it. The book of guidance, the book of khair, the book of barakah, the book of sukoon, the book of shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Alif, lam, mim. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ دَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Those who are conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Even though we haven't seen these beautiful favors and the jannat and the trees and the luscious things in Jannah, we know that they're all there and they're waiting for us. Why? Because we were patient in the dunya. We were grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya. We didn't just constantly give in to our wants, but rather we were patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are patient for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْلُهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Other things have a limit on how much reward you can receive. For those who are patient in the dunya, in face of all of these things, they receive a reward without any hisab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, brothers and sisters, we need to protect ourselves and our children and not fall into this rabbit hole, not fall into this black hole of the dunya that we see, and especially all of these attractions that we see, whether it's Black Friday or all of these other events, and ignore these slogans of buy now, pay later, and buy more to save more, limited edition and interest fee, etc. But rather keep our eyes focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not focused on the dunya. Remember, this is the day of Jumu'ah and this is the day of barakah and khair. Make sure that our hearts are in a transaction and a deal with Allah Azza wa Jal, and not in a transaction and deal with the dunya. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, our family members and our iman. Wa quli qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum jazakumullahu khayran.